it. I love it. I love it. Praise God. I'm glad he loves me tonight. Glory. When I'm sad, he loves me. When I'm bad, he loves me. When I'm below the bottom, rotten and low down, I'm glad he loves me. Praise God. I hope we shout so loud a rabbit won't run through here for years. Old-time religion's alive and well. Amen. I'm glad there's still some folks like it. I take that back. Love it. Promote it. Ag it on. Get in it. Get involved with it. The Lord is good tonight. I've enjoyed myself this week, fellowshipping with you. Enjoyed the good singing, and I've enjoyed preaching to you, and I love you. And I thank the Lord for you. Special place in my heart. And Brother Billy Kelly used to say, we've been friends down here, and we'll be friends up there. And I appreciate the goodness of the Lord. I want you to turn with me quickly tonight to 2 Kings chapter number 19. And I don't think I have a long sermon. I have an awesome outline, but I don't think I've got a long sermon. And I've been praying. Last night I was getting ready to preach, and the Holy Spirit took me in a totally different direction. And all day long the Lord has just, I believe this is where we need to close out the meeting. There's been enough preaching last week, I know, onto this tabernacle to save every sinner in the state of North Carolina. And that God's been good to us, letting us hear the Word of God, the preaching of the Word of God. I travel all across the depth and breadth of this nation, from here to Pennsylvania, Michigan, California. And there's places all over this country that do not have a meeting like this. They've heard of meetings like this. They've never heard the preaching that you've heard. They've not heard the singing you've heard. They've definitely heard nobody shout, especially a woman. I took my mother with me right after Daddy died to one of them kind of churches. And my mama, bless God, she wouldn't care if the whole outfit was here. If she feels God, that Pentecostal in her's going to come out. She's going to shake that head and shout, buddy. But I was a preaching boy, and she goes, "Woo, hallelujah!" She got to praising God, and everybody got to staring at my mother. They didn't know it was my mama. Well, they got to staring at my, made me mad. I'm like Marnie Fife, bless God, don't mess with my mama. And I stopped and said, "That's my mother, and she's not going to hurt anybody. The next person that stares at her, I'm going to throw a songbook at you." Wasn't long, the two of them other women went, "Praise God." That preacher said them women in his church been shouting ever since. I'm going to take my mama with me to some more of them. Say amen. Oh, I love it tonight. And I want to tell you, we don't need less of this in our country. We need more of this in our country. And I want to tell you, our country's in bad shape tonight. And they've never needed churches and camp meetings and old-time religion like they need it tonight. The hope of America is not in our politicians. The hope of America is not in government. The hope of America is not in our civic programs. The hope of America is under this tabernacle tonight. Women and boys and girls get hungry for God and call upon the Lord. And I still believe, I still believe tonight that God is able to answer prayer. I believe he's able to hear from heaven. I believe he's able to forgive our sin. I believe he's able to heal our land. I believe God is able to send revival again. Honestly, folks, if I didn't believe that, I'd be a fool to do what I do. To preach nearly every day of my life all across this country and live out of a suitcase and live in an airport and a motel. If I didn't think God was able to do it, I'd be a fool to do what I do. The psalmist said, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me." Amen. And sometimes in the darkest hour, God manifests the light. Amen. And sometimes when our back is against the wall, that's when God rolls up his sleeve and bears his holy arm. Amen. Sometimes our extremity is nothing more than God's divine opportunity. Amen. To show himself sovereign and powerful and eternal and alive. Turn to somebody beside of you and say, praise God, he's alive and well. Hey! Turn back around and say, I love him too, glory to God. And turn back around and say, if you don't, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. 2 Kings chapter number 19. And I want that little cripple girl to get ready to hobble back up here again. I want to hear some more of that before I go to Jonesboro tonight. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 19, verse number 14. And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone. Of all of the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which had sent him to reproach the living God. Notice what he said in verse 19. Notice his prayer. Now therefore, O Lord, our God, I beseech thee, say this next phrase out loud with me, save thou us. He is praying on behalf of his nation. Save thou us out of his hand, that all of the kings of the earth may know that I'm awesome and I'm a great king and I'm a good man. Know that all of the earth may know that thou, well, glory, art the Lord God. Even thou only. Nobody like him. Even thou only. Notice the text now down in verse number 35. And it came to pass that night. Oh, it may have been night, but the God of the day is still the God of the night. And I don't know what's going on in your night, but that night, I'm telling you, he's still God in the night. And it came to pass that night. I don't know what happened all them other nights, but that night. It came to pass that night. I'm hung up right there. It came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out. I'm glad I don't know who that is. And smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. We have before us tonight the recording of a great man by the name of Hezekiah. One of the greatest kings that Israel ever had. Now Hezekiah was 25 years old when he came to the throne. Can you imagine being 25 years old and being the king of the nation of Israel? Let me say this tonight. He was young, but he wasn't dumb. He wasn't young and dumb. I've met young and dumb. I've pastored young and dumb. I have been young and dumb. But he was not young and dumb. Even though he was young, he was yielded to the Lord. And even though he was young, he was anointed by the Lord. And even though he was young, he was greatly used of God as a channel of revival to his people. And I want to encourage every young person under this tabernacle tonight. You don't have to wait till you get old and feeble to try to serve God. The greatest days of your life are now. Your greatest health is now. Your greatest opportunity is now. And old time religion is good for every generation. And it's no telling what God could do in America still. If the Holy Ghost could fall on another generation of young people and turn them from young and dumb to young and yielded and anointed of the Holy Spirit. Now, Hezekiah followed his daddy, who was wicked. His daddy was a rascal. His daddy was probably one of the worst kings Israel ever had. But that tells me something. You can rise above your raising. You can rise above your family tree. God forbid tonight, but if your daddy was a drunk, you don't have to be one. If your mother was a sinful person, you don't have to be one. You say, well, Brother Joe, I don't have a Christian heritage. Start one tonight. Amen. You say, I didn't come from a Christian family. Start you one tonight. It's got to start somewhere, and it might as well start with you. And he arose above his raising, and God used him to right the wrongs of his father. He went in and cut down the groves. He went down and shut down the heathen temples. He destroyed the idol gods. And once again, the honor of God and the glory of God and the name of God was restored in the land of Israel. God used this young man to be a channel of real revival. His life made an impact on the nation in which we live. And I would encourage every young person in this room tonight.
Amen.
Your life can make an impact.
Amen.
On the world that
Amen.
You live in.
Amen.
And when you leave this world, you can literally leave your footprints
Yeah.
in the sands of time.
Yeah.
Because you let God use you
Amen.
And make an imprint of your life left upon the hearts and lives of others.
Yeah.
I've heard the stories of Billy Kelly. I've heard the stories of Brother Wade Huntley. I've heard the stories of Brother Buck. What God has done in this meeting and other meetings like it for the past 60 plus years across the country. And they were not in their 60s when it happened. They were not in their 70s when it happened. They were not in their 80s when it happened. They were in their late 20s and early to mid 30s. When God fell on them. I used to love to hear Brother Wade tell me about the afternoon in this very tabernacle when him, Curtis Barbie, and Bill Bryant, all three of them got filled with the Holy Ghost. Now I know this is a Baptist meeting, but I believe in that filling of the Holy Ghost. And if that bothers you, take a baby aspirin and come back next year. And in one service, one afternoon, God filled all three of those men with the Holy Ghost. Brother Wade said, I fell out into shavings. And I know that's hard for somebody, but it's going to be all right. He said, when I come to, my brother Buck was straddling me, smacking me on the face and saying, give it to him, Lord, give it to him, Lord, give it to him, Lord. And it's kind of amazing that all three of those men went on to pastor the same church over 40 years and leave their footprints in the sands of time. And one is still living, and evidently they must have got a hold of the real thing, because it's lasted ever since the day it got a hold of them. And I'm saying men like that and a generation like that shaped America for the next 40 years. I'm looking back there tonight, and he's already mentioned it. There's such Brother Sattler's son. I look over here, and there's R.A. White's daughter. I look over here, and I see another preacher's daughter, Bill Belcher's daughter. And I'm telling you, their daddies got full of the Holy Ghost. And Miss Kelly's sitting back there. God touched her husband, Christy's dad. And your dad wasn't called to preach, but brother, bless God, he shouted the rest of them on. I would love to take your dad to some of them dead churches, and if he put a chair over his head and started walking around, they wouldn't usher him out. They'd call 911, I'm telling you right now. And that generation shaped America for the next 50 plus years. And I believe there's some young people under this room tonight. Can you yourself to God and get full of the Holy Ghost of God and get full of the power of God? And there's enough of them in this room tonight that could get under the spout where the glory runs out and change America and impact America for the next 50 years. The change that we've seen is not good, and the change that we've seen seen is not pleasant, and the change we've seen is not moral. But there's enough people under this room tonight that can get a hold of God, and God get a hold of you. We can turn that tide. We can change things. We can make a difference. Modernism, liberalism, and immorality doesn't have to steal and rape our land and hide our heritage. There is a God tonight who is alive, who is holy, who is sovereign, who is eternal, can fall on us again and turn the tide and shape America for the next generation. We don't have to tuck our tails in and run, because we are not defeated. We're not a ragtime and eager army. We're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. The Bible's still true. God is still on the throne. The Holy Ghost is still in business, and the church is alive and well, and the blood's never lost its power. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the God that fell on the past generation, that shaped our nation for 50 years, is the same God that can hear from heaven, move in mighty power, thunder in the recesses of our heart, and send revival and raise up another generation that will shape America for the next 50 years for the glory and honor of God. Boy, Hezekiah got that letter. And it was a letter from a man that said, I'm coming your way. Right. I'm going to destroy your nation.
Right.
I'm going to destroy your children.
Right.
Most of all, I'm going to destroy that faith that you have in that God that you say that you know. And by the way, sir, we've got all the other countries, and notice how he put it, little g gods. We've got all them countries around you, and they're little g gods. He said we didn't have any problem knocking off all them other countries with them little G gods. I want to say, hey, Sennacherib, you're about to bump into a group of people that don't have the little G for a God. You're about to bump into a group of people that's got the big G God, the only God, the heavenly God, the eternal God, the sovereign God, the omnipotent God, the faithful God, the everlasting God, the merciful God, the gracious God, the loving God, the powerful God, the big G God, who is higher than the highest and greater than the greatest and better than the best. You're about to bump into one who's bigger than you, more powerful than you, has got more money than you. And I'm telling you, I'm tired of the world tonight overrunning the church and lampooning the church and dragging you and I through the mud. Do they not realize tonight that the big G God is our God? Lord God Jehovah is our God. The true and only God is our God. And there's nobody like him. I don't have a lot of confidence in myself, and I don't have a lot of confidence in other human beings, but tonight my faith is not shaken one iota on the sovereign, righteous, eternal God of the glory world. He said, look unto me and be ye saved from all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and besides me there is none else. For Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm the Lord, and I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. He's still holy, holy, holy. He's still Lord, God Almighty. I want to tell you, ISIS is not going to win, and the Taliban is not going to win, and the ungodly politicians that want to hide our Christian heritage and put the church in bondage, they are not going to win. There's some people in this room tonight that's about to get fed up and go to hunting God and go to seeking God and pour our hearts out to God. And God is getting ready to lean over the balances of heaven and say, that's enough. Because when the enemy moves in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. It's time for God to move. It's time for God to speak. It's time for God to have his way. Hang on. Don't give up. Revival can still come. Revival can still happen. God can do tonight what he's always done, because he's still God. And you got that letter. And then you read that letter. Boy, that grimace look comes over his face. A lump comes in his throat. Because he knows that letter contains a threat that is real as it can be.
Right.
He's already destroyed that other outfit.
Right.
And I see one of his court people say, King Hezekiah, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to church.
Amen.
I'm going to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm going to do more than go to the house of the Lord. I'm going to take this letter with me. And I'm going to go tell God on it. I'm going to read to God this letter. God already knows what they said. I want to read it to God. I'm going to tell God on it. And he spreads that letter. And he starts reading it. And this is what he said. He said, O Lord God, which dwellest between the cherubims. He knows that in that Holy of Holies is an Ark of the Covenant. And on top of that Ark of the Covenant is a mercy seat. And on top of that mercy seat is the blood of the Lamb. And on top of that blood of the Lamb are the cherubims. And between them cherubims on top of the blood is the Shekinah, glory, manifested presence of God. He's heard about what's in there. He's read about what's in there. Now, he's a king, but he's not a priest. He's a king, but he's not a priest. Let me say that again. He's a king, but he's not a priest. And even a king can't go back there. But he's close enough. And he said, Lord, I'm talking about the one that dwells in mercy, the one that dwells in holiness, the one that dwells in eternality, the one that dwells in glory, the one that dwells in sovereignty, the one that dwells in omnipotence. I'm talking to that God that dwells on the mercy seat, on the blood sprinkled mercy seat. He said, God, I'm hanging my prayer, and I'm hanging the hope of my people, and I'm hanging the hope of my nation on the mercy, on the blood, on the presence, and the glory of God. Can I say this tonight? It may look dark, it may look bleak, but my God, cheer up, because there is one tonight that we hang our hope on the presence of God, on the mercy of God, on the blood of God, on the glory of God. But wait just a minute. I've got one up on Hezekiah. Yes, 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 yes. I got one up on Hezekiah. He had to stand out here and just dream about going in there, because he's a king, but he's not a priest. Oh, but since bloody Calvary, hallelujah, and since the new birth, having made a king and a priest, I don't gotta stand outside and think about what's on the inside. I can go in. Woo! I can go in. Hey. I can go in. I can go in his presence. I can walk in his mercy. I can claim his blood. I can live in the glory. But it's even better than that. Since I've been saved, that glory that's in there dwells in here. I hang my hope tonight on the presence and the blood and the mercy of the glory of God. Woo! He took his burden to the Lord and he left it there. He hung the hope of his family, his nation, his people on the mercy, the presence, the blood, woo, and the glory of God. And then they said, all right, what, Hezekiah, what are you going to do now? I'm going to go home and go to bed, and I'm going to sleep. What's he going to do that for? Because he's done all he knows to do. What else can he do? He's hung it on the mercy of God, the presence of God, the blood of God, and the glory of God. There ain't nothing to do but go home and go to bed. Because if God never sleeps or slumbers, no need for you and me staying up all night. Why, his military is not enough. His strategy is not enough. His ingenuity is not enough. His plans is not enough. He knows if the presence of God is not enough, and the blood of God is not enough, and the mercy of God's not enough, and the glory of God's not enough, then nothing else is enough. He said, so I've just hung it with God. I've left it with God, and I'm going home, and I'm going to go to sleep, and I'm going to go to bed. Can I say this tonight? In a world that's running itself crazy, you and I can go to our house and get in our bed and put our head on our pillow, on the presence of God, on the mercy of God, and on the glory of God, and on the blood of God. And that night, while he's in the bed sleeping, he didn't have anything to do with it. He didn't call a meeting of the minds. He didn't call an emergency summit. He just hung it and left it with God and went home and went to bed. And that night, while he's sleeping on the promises of God, that night, while he's cast himself on the mercy of God, that night, while he didn't have nothing to do with it, God leaned out of glory, and he sent the same one that made a path through the Red Sea and shut the mouths of the lions and made the sun stand still. The one that got Lot led him out of Sodom. The same one that passed by Abraham's altar. The same one that passed by the altar of Abel. Glory to God, the same one that blessed Moses with his glory in the cleft of the rock. The same one that Joshua shook hands with by the walls of Jericho. He saw him standing there with his sword drawn. And Joshua said, hey, are you on our side? Are you on their side? And he said, boy, I didn't come to choose sides. I came to take over. And that night, God intervened. That night, God did what he could not do. I won't tell you what's going to save our nation tonight. Divine intervention. It's not too late. It's not too dark. It's not too bad. What a wonderful time to be a Christian. What a wonderful time to believe the Bible. What a wonderful time to call upon the name of the Lord. What a wonderful time to exercise faith and believe God. It may be night, but God's alive this night. God's on the throne this night. God's able this night. God's the same this night. God can do it again tonight. Woo. And when they woke up in the morning, 185,000 enemies gone. And somebody said, Hezekiah, why don't you write a military manual? Have a little rinky-dink army can destroy that many people in one night. This would be the name of the manual and the chapter headings. God did it. God did it. God did it. Oh, but King Hezekiah, you must have had an awesome advisory committee. Yeah, it consisted of three: Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Oh, Hezekiah, you must had a big reserve unit. Yeah, you ought to seen them. God and his mighty angels. Oh, Hezekiah, you must have had somebody that was well experienced. Well, I guess I did. He's never lost a battle and he's never lost a case. You must have had a senior advisor. He said, I did. He's called the Ancient of Days. You must have sent some spies and seen what they were headed. No, I just serve the one that knows the past and knows the present and knows the future before the present ever gets started. And if God can do that for Hezekiah, God can do that for you, and God can do that for you. I need to tell some mama tonight, your kids ain't gotta go to hell. I need to tell some daddy tonight, your son ain't gotta go to hell. I need to tell some little boy, little girl, God can save your family. God can save your daddy. He can turn things around tonight. And I want to serve notice on the devil. America's not gone yet. And we've not given up yet. We've not headed to the house yet. We still still pray. We still trust. We still believe. Because our hope tonight is built on nothing less than the blood of Jesus Christ and the mercy of Almighty God. It's time to hang our prayer and our hope on a God who is real, on a God who is faithful, on a God who is sovereign, on a God who is able tonight to do for us what we can never do for ourselves. Woo! And if God can do it for him, he can do it for you. You young fellas here tonight, if God can fill a Wade Huntley with the Holy Ghost, and God can fill a Bill Bryant with the Holy Ghost, and God can fill a Curtis Barbie with the Holy Ghost, in this very room, I want to tell you he's the same God tonight as he always has been. But to go preach not long ago, and this fellow was from some kind of radio station. He wanted to interview me. It wasn't long, but I was interviewing him. He stuck that microphone in my face. He said, "Are you Joe Arthur?" I said, "I'm much left of him." He said, "Sir, in your opinion, what do you think God's doing in these days?" I said, "Sir, let me tell you what God's doing in these days. He's blessing the blessable." He said, "You got any scripture for that?" I said, "How much you want?" "Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." You say you're off on your dispensations. That's for the Jews. Hey, all of the Bible may not be written to me, but it's all written for me. And you've waited too late to tell me that it's not for you and me, because I done cashed in on it and got under the spell where the glory runs out. It's still good. It's still right. It's still the old time way. God can do it again. God can do it again. God can do it again. If he can do it for Hezekiah, he can do it for you. Young lady, what God's done for ladies in the past, he can do for you. Another generation saw revival. I want my son and my daughter to see revival. Oh, I'm so glad my kids have been able to grow up in a church where they don't get nervous if somebody shouts. Even a woman. Woo! They don't get nervous. They like it. In fact, they think if you don't do it, your church is dead. So I'm just telling you, they done got spoiled rotten. The other day, my son and his wife, bless me and my wife with our first grandchild. She's about almost to be 6 weeks old. She already can sing and play the piano and teach Sunday school. And she's already told me I'm her favorite preacher. Boy, holding her in my arms is something else. I don't think it does for me what it does my wife. My wife holds it and says, "Oh, it's the best thing ever happened to me." And I'm thinking, "What about me? Oh, the best thing ever happened to me." I finally got mad and I said, "Bless God, what for me? You wouldn't have had the stupid thing." So I might say amen right there. And I look at that little darling. I looked at you last night, just looking at your eyes, looking in the eyes of your grandson. You remember when our little kids were small, out there at the camp meetings. And I'm so glad there are some that's got to have a Christian heritage. But every time I look at your little grandson, I look at my little granddaughter, I think, oh God, don't let America get more wicked. Oh God, don't let us get more apostate. Oh God, don't let us get worse than we are tonight. And somebody said, "You can't stop it, you can't stop it." Oh, get out of here, leave me alone. We can't stop it, you can't stop it, but God can stop it. Honey, he can lean over the balcony of heaven and flex his power and speak his word, because he's still on the throne. He's still alive and well. If somebody tonight, I tap in to the unseen hand and the glory world. God did it for Hezekiah. He can do it for us. Here is one man that prayed one prayer, and one man prayed one prayer, and it saved a whole nation.
Amen.
For the next 25 years, God was God in that land.
Amen.
Is there anybody tonight in this room that could call on that God and cast yourself on the mercy of that God? Just one. If God just moves for the next 25 years on one person's prayer, and he moves another 25 years on somebody else's prayer, we got 50 more. You do the math. There'll always be a shining light for freedom if somebody prays. There'll always be a hotbed for old-time religion if somebody will pray. There'll always be a beacon on the hill for liberty and freedom if somebody will pray. There'll always be a hotbed for preachers and pastors and missionaries and evangelists. God is still calling. God is still anointing. God is still moving. I've not given up. Don't you give up, because my faith tonight is not in a denomination. My faith is not in a denomination. My faith is not in a denomination. It is not in a sect. It is not in a fellowship. It is not in a clique. It is not in a group. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. And if every Baptist preacher in the United States of America throws their Bible away and turns their back on God, a sovereign God will reach down and save another generation and fill another generation. If you want him tonight, you can have him tonight. God, it be as real to you as you want him to be.
Amen.
And I don't know of a better way to close out this meeting than a bunch of hungry, desperate people calling on the mercy of God and the presence of God.
Amen.
And the blood of God.
Yeah.
And the glory of God.
Amen.
You say, your name ain't Hezekiah. No, my name is Saint Joseph.
Yeah.
And I know this. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him. And saved him out of all of his troubles.
Amen.
And God can hear the cry of one poor man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He can hear the cry of another.
Yeah.
God said, you'll seek me. And you'll find me when you've searched for me with all of your heart. Anybody interested tonight in calling on a God that can save our nation? Call on a God that can preserve old-time religion for the next generation. How many believe tonight your children are worth it? And your children's children are worth it. How many believe these young people walking around these shavings is worth it? How many believe America's worth it? How many believe our heritage is worth it? How many believe tonight the memory of Wayne Huntley and Billy Kelly is worth it? This is our day. This is our watch. This is our destiny. We're not here by accident. We're not here by afterthought. The good God of heaven has brought us to the kingdom for such a time as this. For God is alive tonight. God is faithful tonight. God is real tonight. And God is trustworthy tonight. He's just wanting to hear from you. He's just wanting to hear from you. And I wonder how many in this arbor tonight is willing to say, God, come this way. God, move this way. We want you this way. I believe if enough of them ask him, he'll oblige us and come this way. We can set the course for the next 100 years. God would move in our hearts tonight. Let's stand all over the tabernacle. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for the glory of the Lord that's been in this place. Oh, God, thank you for the sweet spirit. I'm glad my Father in heaven tells in the wonderful book that he has given wonderful things in the Bible I see. Oh, God, I'm glad Jesus loves me.
Amen.
I'm glad you love me tonight. Oh, God, I want to thank you for my heritage. I want to thank you, Lord, for those who went before me and built an altar and dug a well and blazed a trail. Oh, God, help us not to drop the ball. Oh, God, don't let us change and dip our colors. The Holy Ghost is still available. Has water in the well. Whoop! And there's still bread in the oven of God. God, help us tonight. Fill your preachers afresh and anew with the Holy Spirit. God, may we stand on our pulpits and burn in the mighty power of God. Lord, raise up another generation. Oh, God, fill some young men with the power of God. Call a bunch more of them to preach and open doors for them. Send them out across this country, blazing a trail for God. God, I'm asking you tonight in the name of Jesus, on the merits of your presence, the merits of your grace, blood, mercy. Oh, God, in your glory, set the course in America for the next 100 years where the devil won't win. An old-time religion will be the law of the land. And another generation, and oh, God, you did it for our forefathers. Do it for us tonight. In wrath, remember mercy. Forgive us of our sin. Oh, God, help us and our shortcomings. We're poor. We're wretched. We're miserable. We're empty. We're desperate. Oh, God, our faith is in you. Our confidence is in you. Oh, God, we ask you tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Move on us again for your glory. We'll thank you tonight in Jesus' name. Come on, get your youngins down here and pray. Mama and daddy pray. Grandma and grandpa. God did it for one generation. My God, he can do for another. Sing, girls. Woo!
I am so glad that
I'm glad.
My Father in heaven tells of his loving
Lord have mercy.
Book he has given.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Is God's name. Eternal is his power. Hallelujah. Thou who dwells in glory and power. Oh, God, changes. Who's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Who's never lost a battle? Who's never been defeated? Who's never been detoured? Hallelujah. The one that is not dead. The one that conquered the grave. That defeated Satan. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Follow us again, God. Do it again. Oh, God, do it again. Save another generation. Fill another generation. And on another generation. Raise them up, God. Send them out here, God. Preach them in the power of God. Save our land, Lord. Save our land. Save our land. Save our land.
Oh, if there's only one song I can sing.
Oh, ho, ho.
When in his beauty I see the grace.
I believe we all lift our hands and praise him under this tabernacle tonight. Aren't you glad he loves you tonight? With a sovereign sacrificial. Hey, by God, saying, girls,
I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me.
Remember, four of the times in my ministry I've ever done this, but there's somebody in this room tonight, you might as well throw in the towel. God wants you to preach. You know he wants you to preach. He's all over you. He's working in your life, and you ain't going to be happy doing nothing else. You might as well join this holy band and get in. God is alive and well. There's a young woman in this room tonight. You want to shout so bad you can't stand it. You go ahead and let her rip. I want to tell you, just shout. You do it your first time, and you'll get addicted to it. There's somebody in this room tonight needs to just turn loose. Erase the lines. Erase the borders. Cross over. Get out of that ankle water. Get out of that knee-deep water. Get out of that hip-deep water. Step in a Holy Ghost sinkhole. Get over your head. Swim on to the other side, shouting the victory. I want to tell you, God's not defeated. And God is not dead. God has not been destroyed. His name is still powerful. His word is still holy. And he's alive tonight, and he's on the throne. I believe we need to praise him under this tabernacle, because the Bible said that God inhabits the praises of his people. We've been silent too long. I don't want the rocks to cry out. I'm glad he's saving tonight. I'm glad he's worthy tonight. Holy is the Lord. Let's sing it again, girls. Come on. I am so glad. Step of the way. Oh, I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Oh, loves me. Say it again, girls. Oh, I am so glad that Jesus. Gideon, Gideon, Gideon. A minute.
Oh, if there's only one song I can sing, when in his beauty I see the reigning, this shall my song in eternity be. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus.
Come on, let's sing it, church.
I am so glad that Jesus.
camp meeting is anything, it is the stirring up of our love before God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Hey, Buck. Hey, preacher. We're still carrying on. We're still carrying on. Hallelujah. Some of you wouldn't even be here tonight if it wasn't for this meeting and what God has done. Back down the road. Oh my. God help us to get another run on the ladder. God help us to get off the break stick and love Him even more. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't you appreciate this preaching? Oh my. Blessed be His holy, righteous name. There's no substitute for the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Lord willing, the Lord does not come next August, the Monday after the first Sunday. That's how to remember it. Some folks kind of got a little confused this year with the month starting on a Monday, but the Monday after the first Sunday, we'll gather right here one more time. For the 65th Blue Ridge Baptist Camp Meeting, to seek to love Him a little bit more and a little bit greater. I appreciate the presence of the Lord in these days and all that God has done. Amen. Appreciate every church. Appreciate every gift. All that's been done. Appreciate Brother Jim's already mentioned. Thank yous. Appreciate him. And his helping with the singing, amen, as well, amen. Appreciate Brother Charles coming last week and pulling the plow. Brother Brown slipping in with us, and Brother Joe willing to be with us again. And Lord willing, these men, Brother Brown, Brother Joe will be back with us again next year, amen. But how we thank the Lord for what He's done. I say glory. I say hallelujah. And that don't even seem to scratch the surface, amen. So glory, 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 and hallelujah, 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 amen. Bless His good, holy, righteous name. Said earlier we might sing that little song till we meet again, but we're 10 million miles past that, amen. I appreciate the presence. Appreciate the presence of the Lord. If you've minded God, shake hands, you go. You're at liberty. See you next year, the good Lord willing. Amen. Amen.